Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, as the global coronavirus situation changes day by day, Apple is making tentative plans to begin reopening some of its shuttered retail stores outside of Greater China. In a memo obtained by 9 to 5 Mac, Apple's Senior Vice President of Retail and People, Deirdre O'Brien, outlined a strategy to the retail team that will begin in April. Apple closed the majority of its 510 retail stores on March 13th, with a plan of reopening them by March 27th, but as we've said, the rapidly changing conditions necessitated extended closures. O'Brien's message to the store teams notes that Apple now anticipates some stores might be able to reopen in the first half of April. But the thing to stress here is that Apple says local conditions will be assessed on a store-by-store basis to ensure the safety of team members and customers. It's also unlikely that Apple stores within the U.S. will be among the first to open. Other regions with Apple stores, like Singapore, have seen vastly lower coronavirus case numbers. So when Apple says it might start reopening some stores during the first half of April, keep in mind that there are retail stores around the world that are closed, not just in the United States. And in Greater China, where all Apple stores have been reopened, extensive safety measures are still in place, such as temperature checks prior to entering the store and several different crowd control measures. O'Brien notes that resources have been made available to help retail team members learn how to stay healthy and set up a comfortable workspace. So it's likely that when Apple stores in other countries and the United States start to reopen, we'll see similar safety precautions in place. In other news, Apple has officially released iOS 13.4 and iPadOS 13.4 to the public. There's also iOS 12.4.6 for older iPhones and iPads that can't run iOS 13. One of the tentpole features of iPadOS 13.4 is trackpad support. This lays the groundwork for the new Magic Keyboard accessory, which will be available in May. But you can start taking advantage of trackpad support today using any USB or Bluetooth device, including the Magic Trackpad, Magic Mouse, or something like the Logitech MX Master. Apple touts that iPadOS support for trackpads isn't just ported from the Mac. Instead, things have been completely reimagined for the iPad's form factor, including support for things like gesture, precise text editing, and much more. And trackpad support isn't exclusive to the iPad Pro. You can use it even on the lowest-end 7th generation iPad or any other iPad that can run iPadOS 13. Elsewhere, iCloud Drive folder sharing was originally supposed to come with iOS 13 last fall, but Apple delayed it until the spring, and it's finally here thanks to iOS 13.4. iCloud Drive folder sharing is a Dropbox-like feature that allows you to share a folder once and have everyone be able to see the contents of that folder as they change. And one of the other big changes in iOS 13.4 and Xcode 11.4 is that developers can now sell macOS and iOS versions of the same app as a single purchase. So what this means is that a developer can list an iPad app in the App Store and a Mac version of the app in the Mac App Store. When a customer buys either version, it automatically unlocks the app on all platforms. And this also extends to in-app purchases as well. iOS and iPadOS 13.4 include other minor changes as well. For instance, the Mail app toolbar has been tweaked to include new options for Delete, Move, Reply, and Compose. There are also 9 new Memoji sticker types, as well as hardware modifier key support on iPadOS. We've got the full release notes for these updates at the link in the show notes below, and you can update your devices now by going to the Settings app. In addition to updates for iOS and iPadOS, Apple has also released watchOS 6.2. Apple says that watchOS 6.2 finally brings support for in-app purchases to Apple Watch apps. So this means that you can make in-app purchases directly in an app from your Apple Watch. This is excellent news for the growing number of apps that are completely independent from their iPhone. watchOS 6.2 also brings the ECG app to 3 new countries: New Zealand, Turkey, and Chile. Irregular heart rhythm notifications are also now available in those 3 countries. And as for the Mac, Apple has released macOS Catalina 10.15.4. This update also includes support for iCloud Drive folder sharing. And the music app on Catalina 10.15.4 now offers the same time-synced lyrics feature that came to the iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV last year. This feature allows you to follow along with a song in real time. In prior versions of macOS, you could access plain text lyrics, but this time-synced feature takes things to the next level. Again, we've got the full release notes for all of these updates at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.